This old hat kind of reminds me of after I left the Bill Monroe Band and I went out in the world on my own. I fell in with a bunch of outlaws down in South Texas. And that's where I got this hat, actually. The way I got the hat was from a guy named Beauregard Hooligan. And we were gathered down in South Texas on the search for spiritual sport. And we had a little place down there called Camp Howdy. Yeah, everyone was welcome, Camp Howdy. Just fall on by anytime. And we were sitting around in the campfire one night, kind of surprising ourselves. And this big dude of a guy comes out of the cedar breaks, cedar trees down there, invasion species. This big dude of a guy comes out. He's got dreadlocks hanging down, a red, bloodshot, rolling eyes, smoke coming out of his ears. He's got a big old beaver skin hat and a leopard skin vest and bear skin chaps and lizard skin boots. He had endangered species all over his body. And he took one look at us and he fell face down in the campfire. And he sucked up all the flames. Blew out a smoke ring. Spit out a live coal and said, "Oh, what are you boys? Hippies?"
"Howdy. We're vegetarians."
"Veggie what? Oh, boys, come with me. You need to learn about the true spiritual sport and fly with the free Mexican Air Force." Well, when he said spiritual sport, we climbed right out of that campfire and went on back into our L.L. Bean catalog tent and pulled on our cotton drawstring mail order yogi trousers with the extra flap and slipped into a comfortable pair of those wooden sandals with the red rubber spikes that come up in the bottom of your feet, keep your chi going all day long like Elvis. Well, we were ready for the spiritual sport, and we followed this guy. He told me his name was Beauregard Hooligan, out across a bean field to an old B-25 bomber, and we climbed aboard, and he motioned me forward into the co-pilot seat, and I felt proud. Then he whistled. 25 guys in sombreros and pajamas came running out from the underbrush and pulled the blocks out from behind the wheels, and we started rolling down across the bean field in the midnight moonlight. And as we got to the end of the bean field, I noticed I did not detect the sound of any engines running, and I spied ahead a dark chasm looming, and I turned to Beauregard and I said, "Bo," I called him Bo, "does this thing fly?" "Oh, what are you, boy? Superstitious." Well, I caught his drift as we went over the cliff at the end of the bean field. Plummeting down through the darkness with not a sound, except the wind whistling by. I turned to Beauregard to express my appreciation for the zen-like quality of this moment. And he just smiled and handed me something that looked like the New York Sunday Times rolled into a giant cone shape with a fuse at one end, and the fuse was lit, and he popped the other end in my mouth, and he blew on the fuse end. Spiritual sport began to take on a new dimension. I turned to mention this dimension to old Beauregard, and he just smiled and handed me a bottle. It was a kind of filled with a golden elixir. I looked in the bottom of the bottle. I didn't see no ginseng root. I saw a little red worm. And the worm was smiling at me. And the worm said, "Kiss me, you fool." Just then, Beauregard looked over at me with a big smile, and he said, "You drive." So I grabbed hold of the wheel, and I pulled back. A miracle. The right prop kicked in. we spiraled upwards, airborne sideways, flying upside down over the border, just below the radar and just above the paraquat into the beautiful land of Mexico. And that's when this song came to my mind.